Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Our speed jokes, which are sponsored by Team Hochberg. 3, 2, 1, hit it. We got jokes sent in from Jane in New Jersey, Bob in Iowa, Chuck and Mary Pat, and Mary Pat's 14-year-old son. Thank you all. Jerry in Homewood, we got your joke. Wayne in Pontiac, Illinois. Jeff in Arlington Heights. The Comas in East Lansing, Michigan, wrote to say that we are motivated to send a speed joke when we heard you say there are now glasses joining the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mugs as an incentive. Speed jokes have brought a lot of smiles during a very trying time. Which leads to, so apparently, COVID vaccinations cause constipation because when I got my shot the other day, they told me I'd have to wait a couple of weeks for number two. I'll tell you, a day without coffee is like, just kidding, I have no idea. My home state of Nevada is ranked number 50 in education. That's not great, but at least we're in the top three. I'm giving away a legless parrot for free. No purchase necessary.
The title of this joke is The Perfect Husband.
Guys are in the locker room of a golf club, and a cell phone rings, and one of the guys answers it on speaker, and he says, hello, and the woman says, hey, I'm at the mall now. I found this beautiful leather coat. It's only $1,000. Okay, if I buy it? And he says, sure, if you like it that much. She says, I stopped by the Mercedes dealership and saw one I really like, $95,000. He said, make sure you get all the options. She says, that house we wanted last year is back on the market, $950,000. He says, okay, and hangs up. And the other guys look on stunned, and then the guy says, anyone know whose this phone is? Anyone know whose phone this is? My wife and I have an ongoing argument about whose turn it is to do the laundry. I was ready to throw in the towel, but then she folded. Okay, here's one for you. Oh, shoot. I've got to remember to tell you to prompt you. So you're on.
There's no pressure now.
What do cannibals serve for dessert? What do cannibals serve for dessert? The answer is handshakes. I woke up.
Took a little bit.
You would have come around. I woke up this morning to find that overnight I changed into a cat. Don't ask meow. My doctor said I'm drinking too much. And I said, why would you say that? And he said, well, you have an olive in your urine sample. You passed an olive in your urine sample, sir. That's a bad sign. Oh, and by the way, the actor Eugene Levy and his wife invited me over for a drink, but the beverages were all non-alcoholic. You could say that I drove my Chevy to the Levy's, but the Levy's were dry.
Them good old boys drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Dance with me now.
This'll be the day that I die.
I got to do a better job on speed jokes, so they're going to fire me. Sorry about that. Send your best efforts, please, to John Williams at WGNradio.com and share them with your friends, even if you're in Canada. Go to WGNradio.com/speedjokes.